92HXS Mobile listening.
U2T list, sitting here at home listening. Y'all get it all done over there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's cooling. She's heating. All is good.
Whole thing, considering that it's supposed to be back down around 30-some again tonight.
Well, technically, she hasn't really moved into the house yet. She's going to move into the house before January 4th or 5th or something like that, before she has to go back to school. And they're still in the process of cleaning and painting, so this worked out like perfect timing. You know, she's all set to go now with that.
Give you a chance to do the work without having to be under in the way, as they say. And all that's good. That worked out fine. And all sounds like it was a very maybe early. It's been 5 years since you put in the compressor over here, and the unit is older than that. So I'm gonna have to talk to you guys after the first of the year to get something done over here.
The repeater got noisy or what? But it got a little noisy there. Work it out with Jimmy, we'll get it taken care of.
He's been my go-to guy for a number of years now, so he can't change what works. No need to mess up what works. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it, as they say.
We've got to negotiate traffic with KB2HXS.
Anytime. I figured that's what was going on. I'm just sitting here at home.
I just want to make sure that I don't run anybody over, you know.
That would make for a very bad day.
Yeah, they're doing some work out here in Pendleton, and they're putting a new traffic circle in, so they got it all buggered up with paving equipment and guys out there stopping traffic, so I just didn't want to jump the gun, you know?
Said that would make for a bad day both for you and for them if you did that.
Yeah, I don't need the ticket either. I don't need that big dollar ticket, especially in a work zone.
Yeah, and they're even bigger there, so, yep. You got to be careful about things like that. So, anyway, well, you got everything all ready for Christmas at your house?
Gosh, yeah, we got lights up, trees up. I got a couple of presents coming in the mail, UPS, whatever, Amazon. So we're all set. We're pretty good. We don't go crazy. You know, we're very moderate when it comes to presents and stuff.
Pick up something for my sister once I get down there next week and figure out what she wants, what she would like to have, and get something for her. And all, she's got a tree. She went out and bought a tree this year, and all, hasn't had a tree in several years. Had to put one up since her significant other passed away here a couple of years ago, and so this year she actually went out and bought one of those, went to Lowe's or Home Depot, whichever one it was. They've had some live trees with lights and everything on them for $25, so she got one of those to put up, about a 3-foot tree.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we picked up a 7-footer, a live one. I always get a live tree. I'm not a big fan of the plastic tree. It's got to smell like Christmas. You know, you got to put up with the fall and the needles at the end of the season. So you got to do all that. That's just part of it. But, yeah, we always get a live tree.
Well, we did for years until my wife had her stroke, and then we went to something that was a little bit easier for us to put up and deal with than for her and everything. So, and, you know, and also we have dogs over here in the house, and you can't exactly just throw up anything when you got a dog around, particularly one that likes to climb around on things, you know?
Kind of like my cats do.
And my sister's got a new little puppy that's, you know, about 6 months old, 5 months old, something like that. And, of course, I'll have mine down with me. And, of course, mine's old enough she doesn't do things like that. But, she gets down there and she can be, you know, she can be a pain sometimes. But love them, as, you know, as long as they're with us, and then we'll go from there. So, Anyway, but I'll do that. She says she's got me something wonderful for Christmas and have no clue what she's gone and gotten me, so I'll figure out when I get down there and see what it is. And also, yeah, I got about a 6.5-hour ride down to where I'm headed next week.
Oh, what part of Florida?
St. Augustine.
Oh, heck, I just moved up from Vero Beach, so yeah, that's a couple hours north of where I was.
When I happen to have to do it, and the little fact that my back won't let me spend more than a couple hours at a time behind the wheel sitting in the car, I got to stop. So, you know, we'll get down there, and I'll get down there, and I'll take, you know, I'll drive for a couple hours and stop. Get out and drive for a couple more hours to stop, and I'll get back in the car and drive for a couple more hours, and I'll be at her house. So, you know, it takes about 6.5 hours to get down to where she is.
No, that's not too bad. You going 26 to 95 and down that way?
Yep, that's the way I go.
I just picked up a little bit of noise there for some reason. Anywho, let me hang the mic up here. Pay attention to what I'm doing. I got to call the missus and tell her I'm a rolling. So I will catch up with you a little bit later. W2UT, right?
WU2T, wound up too tight.
Oh, okay, WU2T, okay. That's an odd one. We'll catch you a little bit later. Concentrate on driving here, and like I said, I got to call the missus and get back with you later. AB2HXS.
All right, well, you have it. Be careful out there on the road. Talk to you later. W2G clear.
All righty. Have a good afternoon.
You are mobile.
Mobile. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. This is Patrick on this end.
This is Chris on this end. I'm down here sitting on the side of 85 right here at Pelham doing some construction work.
I talked to you before. You worked for the AWI, I believe, or one of those companies like that?
I'm out here in a crash truck. We're sitting here on the side of 85, and they're doing some digging out here.
85, you on today?
Pelham Road exit, going northbound.
What's it look like out there?
If you're coming southbound, it's pretty heavy southbound, kind of heavy going northbound.
We're good, I made the right call then.
Stoppages or anything, no slowdowns. They're moving at a pretty good pace.
I'm just trying to stay off 85 altogether. It just ain't worth it to me. Time I try to use that road, it's nothing but a parking lot.
Anybody's on, and then I heard you pop in there for a second, so I figured I'd say, hey, you know, I'm sitting here having fun.
All right, Chris. Did you say you were heading down or had to go?
I'll be out here for about another hour.
Well, I'm starting my drive home. Some of the guys are wanting to meet over in the, Pelham Road area or above there, and I'm just like, man, that's just too far. Because I live in North Carolina, it's a 2-hour drive to get home.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, be safe out there and watch for all these idiots.
Amen to that, man. You do the same. Be careful out there on the side of 85, KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Happy to you, sir, and I'm going to get on off here and stay to the sideline. KO4, or you are clear.
U2T.
How are you today?
Pretty good. You on your way home, or are you just going from one spot to another right now?
I am actually on my way home. Got done early today, and I was supposed to go over and meet with the other guys, but they moved where we were going to meet even further away from where I live, and it's going to take me too long to get home, so I'm out. They can go do it on their own.
Sometimes that's what happens. You got to do what you got to do. And it's only Tuesday, and you got off early. That's always a good sign. Or maybe it's not with your business.
It silly, but this time of year, I'm going to take advantage of it and go home and enjoy.
Hey, you got to do that every now and again. Just heard you in there, wanted to say hello, and see what you were up to. And I'll be safe out there and careful on that road with that big truck. We'll talk to you later. KO4HTX, W2T.
Rusty, you take care, and I will talk to you later, KO4HTX, and I'll be mobile on the side.